Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody's trying to get their last summertime fishing in with the kids before the kids got to go back to school. And one of the places I've been hot on fire, really, a lot of midweek reports I got was down from the Shell Beach, Delacroix, Hopedale area. And Robbie Campo keeps an eye on for us each and every week. Robbie, we need to start off with a bridge alert. And you probably know this, but Butch, our friendly bridge operator there at Wycloski, says the boat blessings today. And the bridge is going to be up from 1 to 2. So anybody needs to cross, do before then, or you'll be stuck until it's finished.
Yeah, you know, Don, we have an annual boat blessing here today. And that is true. It's going to go up. I was told 12 o'clock, so I would make sure that I'm in before. sure that I'm in before there. And so you don't want to get caught in this if you're looking to get out of here. So, but I tell you, Don, you know, this boat blessing thing has been something that's been going on around here since the beginning of time, I guess. You know, this place existed, and it's just one more year. My granddaughter is the captain of the Wycloski boat blessing this year. So Miss Ella Jean will be leading the pack today on one of my oyster boats today. So it's going to be a good time, and you'll want to stay and watch it. You're more than welcome to. It'll be pretty. They'll have the boats all decorated up and everything else. So, but anyway, enough about the boat blessing. This week, Don, fishing was just absolutely incredible. Yesterday we had a little bit of west wind they caught fish yesterday, but I tell you, they had to work for them yesterday. So, look, we got our tanks full down here. If you're coming down and you want to get that last fishing trip in before these kids start school, look, you know, you don't have much more time for CCA either. You know, we're a month out on that deal for a star tournament. If you still want to fish that, get your star tournament ticket. There's still a chance to catch you another tag redfish or catch a fish that will win this tournament. So get all that stuff in line and get moving, because you ain't got much time left for that. And then, you know, but Don, I tell you, the Britain Sound this week was just incredible. Long Rocks has been good. A lot of pick-throughs over there. I'm hearing a lot of 12 and three-quarter fish. The 2023 models, we call them now. So we should have an epic fall if these fish make it. Don, we got to keep our eye on that little thing that's coming next week. I don't know what's going to happen with that storm next week, but we're going to keep our eye on that and hope that thing goes into Florida instead of comes here.
Well, so far that's the prediction, but as you've been living here long enough to know you got to keep your eye on them, because sometimes they don't listen to what the meteorologist forecasts and they take a turn that was unexpected. So we'll be keeping an eye on it, but so far doesn't look like it's going to cause us very much trouble. Robbie, specific spots, I got reports Lake Campo and also out in Black Bay. Those have been the really two hot spots for the big trout.
Well, I heard You know, and I get some really good information here, you know, at the marina here. Iron Banks was good. Stone Island was good. Now, the water was a little bit dirtier going out towards Battledore, but I did have one boat that found some clean water over there, and they mopped them up pretty good. But for the most part, that water was a little bit dirty over there this past week. More toward the rocks, long rocks, going towards Central Oil Field and Bay Elwha. You know, those little wells around up in Bay Elwha has been turning on. So it seemed like the fish were more east this week than they were on the west side of the channel. So if it were me, and I was gonna go fishing this morning, I think I would have to head towards Central, or, you know, Holy Cross or somewhere going a little bit eastward, but just because it had a little bit of river water over there last week.
Right. Robbie, size of the shrimp. They've been running pretty small. Is that still the situation if somebody's buying live bait?
Actually, Don, the shrimp right now are running about a 70, 80 count shrimp, which is not bad. It's pretty bait. You know, the bait was running small for a couple days there. I told you, we had this conversation a couple weeks ago. You know, your bait catcher goes from a hero to a zero overnight, you know, when brown shrimp leave. They have gotten nicer. Shrimp season opens up on the 5th over here, you know, Monday morning. So I think that's the 5th. Monday is the 5th. It's going to open up. But, you know, and the Biloxi Marsh will still be closed to the 12th. But for the most part, I mean, you couldn't ask for prettier bait than we have right now. Now, the problem is, you know, and look, Don, the water's 85, 90 degrees. It's hot. The water's hot. So these shrimp, you know, they people are struggling to keep them alive in their bait tanks. They're circulating water from the outside, putting water in their bait tanks all the time. You know what I mean? Just, you know, recirc your water and put some ice in a Ziploc bag and cool your water down a little bit. Seems to help. Frozen water bottles work good. The only problem with frozen water bottles is if you're getting a little bit of a chop, it tends to, you know, they tend to bounce around and then kind of beat things up a little bit. But, you know, ice in a bag seems to work pretty good. Got to, you know, you try to cool that water down just a couple degrees, and it does make a big difference on keeping them alive.
Yeah, and there could be something in the ice water itself. That's why you want to put it in the bag or in the bottle. But, yeah, last thing you want to do is give those shrimp a headache before they go try to catch your trout. Don't beat them up with those hard bottles. All right, Robbie.
But I'll tell you, plastic worked really well this week, too. And, look, I'm going to tell you what's happening. So, I'm a live bait guy. But, you know, if I could catch them on live shrimp, I'm going to catch them on live shrimp. But I'm going to tell you, plastic worked really well this past week. You know, the shrimp krill matrix shads worked really well this past week, shad champagne stuff. They caught a lot of fish on plastics, and they caught bigger fish on plastics than they seem to catch on live shrimp. So, you know, look, you're hearing it from the horse's mouth. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you what they're catching them on. So if you get them started on live bait, somebody try plastic, because plastic seemed to be putting a little bit better fish in the boat. So, and that's not always it works like that. Don't go with plastic and not take none, because you want to have some shrimp for an insurance policy. So, make sure you got that.
Well, some of the wisest words ever came from a fisherman's mouth was, when you go to war, bring all your weapons, the live bait, dead bait, plastic bait, whatever you got, because you want to win.
That's exactly right.
All right, Rob. Y'all have a great weekend, exactly, my friend. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, buddy. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
See you then. Robbie Campo, Campo's Marine in Shell Beach. Wave to that was his daughter, granddaughter, that's going to be down there on the float. I think it's his daughter going to be waving on the float. She's the queen of the blessing of the fleet. Say hello to her.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.